Shower the people you love with love. Show them the way that you feel.
Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
Today I want to talk about decision making. What makes it more effective? What do we know about that? There's a Harvard Business Review article from 2011 that's entitled, Before You Make That Decision. And what this article talks about is that we have an unconscious bias that you can't see in yourself. You just can't. We have what they call System 1 way of thinking, which is more the intuitive based on past experience. It's associated with feelings and intentions, and it's what we learn so we don't bite into a rock after the first time. You learn that this is how the world works, and that becomes our intuitive, or they call System 1 way of working. And the thing is, it can be quite powerful, and it certainly keeps us moving through the day because we don't have to consciously think about absolutely everything. I can brush my teeth, drive my car without thinking about it. And it can be quite powerful when you have deep experience because you can know things you don't even know you know. For example, there was a study in the book Strangers to Ourselves where they had psychologists taking this very complex task and doing it over and over. Well, what was embedded in this task was a very hard to detect pattern. But what happened is the psychologists who were taking this test, knowing they were being in a psychological experiment, they got better and better and better because they were detecting the pattern. But when you ask the psychologists, why are you improving at this task? They just would say luck. They didn't know that they were actually incorporating some information that they hadn't taken to their conscious level yet. But the thing is about System 1 thinking, intuition, as it's called, is that it can be quite powerful, except when we have unconscious bias. And we can't actually see the faults in our own thinking. So that leads us to System 2, which is the slow, effortful, deliberate way of making a decision. It's like how you do your tax form or how you learn a new thing. It's step by step. And what in our brains, we have both modes in operation, both System 1, the intuitive, and System 2, the more deliberate. But System 1 is in charge. And System 2 just kind of monitors things. So if there's an obvious error or if there is some reasoning that's required, it will kick in. And so what happens over time is that we get very comfortable with System 1 and may not fully appreciate that. Also, the good part about System 1 is we can know things without knowing it. But the part about System 1 that we all need to be conscious of is the way they put it in this Harvard article, we almost never catch ourselves in the act of making intuitive errors. It's only apparent to those around us. So what we need to figure out is how to think about our thinking, how to increase our, you know, tapping into our intuitive, because it can be quite powerful and serve us, but also do it in a way that we have access to System 2. Now, the article, Before You Make That Decision, that was in Harvard in 2011, what they created to help was a 12-point checklist. Another psychologist, Gary Klein, said another useful technique is doing a pre-mortem versus a post-mortem. So a pre-mortem, where you project yourself into the future and imagine this decision has already been made and explore how it might unfold. You might even take it both ways and explore how it might unfold or what could go wrong. But the key piece of this is when it comes to decision-making, A, we do have strong intuition, and that does have a place at the table. We're not always served by requiring everything be footnoted and taken apart as if the pieces add up to a whole. And we also need to be humble that our intuition might be covering up a past bias or unconscious error in logic, that we close off to disconfirming data. And so to be open to others who see it differently might broaden our viewpoint, might broaden and increase the quality of our decision-making.
This has been The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt, a leadership and life coach who runs a personal retreat center in Lutzen.